I was 16 years old, my father told me that if I didn't give up music, he'd cut me off. Of course, he didn't understand. Music is my life.
Cosme McMoon.
That's me, sir.
Maestro.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Florence Foster Jenkins.
I love Meryl Streep and I hate Meryl Streep. And this has nothing to do with national politics or award show speeches. But as great of an actress as she is, and make no mistake, she's probably the best film one of my lifetime, Meryl has reached the stage of her storied career where she gets nominations just for showing up. Sophie's Choice Streep, Silkwood Streep, those days are long gone. Now it's dowdy, eccentric spinsters and sickly, prickly grandmas. I can make a case for her not deserving any of her last five Oscar nominations. Take Florence Foster Jenkins, her record 20th nom, and a slot that should have been filled by the much more qualified Amy Adams or Annette Bening. Streep isn't bad in this role. There's simply nothing all that exciting here. A heartwarming true story of the world's worst opera singer somehow selling out Carnegie Hall. This is paint-by-numbers stuff that Streep can do in her sleep. Adams and Bening, on the other hand, turned in work that was much more subtle and complex. Meryl lately has cornered the market on broad and flamboyant. And I could pretty much make the same case for the once superb, now mostly mediocre director Stephen Frears. My grade for Florence Foster Jenkins? Well, it ain't awful. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark, and don't forget to check out Mark's great website, all of his long-form reviews at reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com, and Mark will be back next week. Did you know that America has more self-storage facilities than McDonald's locations? Just think about that. Now, you know McDonald's, they're ubiquitous. They're all over the place. Those golden arches, every, few miles down the road, there it is. Go in and enjoy a nice piping hot Big Mac. Well, think about how many self-storage facilities there are. Now, this is a relatively new phenomenon in this country. If you grew up in the 70s and the 80s like I did, you didn't see all of these self-storage facilities. But we all have this stuff. There we have stuff for our stuff. And before this evolves into a George Carlin routine, it's true. We all have too much stuff. Think about it. We have these television shows now, Hoarders, where we feature people who are just abject slobs who cannot get rid of any of their stuff. I'm not just talking about clothes you wore back in the 90s. I'm talking about pizza boxes that you still have from the 1980s. But that's a whole other story for a different day. But it's quite amazing that it turns out the only thing Americans may love more than those Big Macs is hoarding. There are more self-storage facilities in America than there are McDonald's restaurants. This according to a recent report from the commercial real estate publication RE Journals. There were 48,500 self-storage facilities in America at the end of 2014, compared to a mere 14,350 McDonald's restaurants, which means we have more stuff to store than room in our stomachs for Big Macs. For the record, there were just 11,962 Starbucks back in 2014, making the number of self-storage spots larger than McDonald's and Starbucks locations combined. Wow. It's no surprise if you think about it. Americans are documented on television, as we just mentioned, for their hoarding tendencies, and sleek new self-storage startups are only making it easier to squirrel away our belongings. But what's astonishing is the sheer amount of space devoted to self-storage. There is an average of 21 feet of self-storage space available for every American household, this according to the Self-Storage Association. Wow. So for you right now, somewhere in this great, vast, 50 nifty United States, there is 21 feet of nothingness, of empty space on a cement floor, and a dimly lit warehouse where you can put your stuff. This is really amazing when you think about it. Do you rent a self-storage facility? I used to. I no longer do. It's got to be such an easy business to run. Think about the low overhead. What do you have? A very quickly constructed warehouse, just four giant sheet metal walls and a roof, limited lighting inside, a couple of concrete slab floors, and dividers and sheet metal and roll up and down doors, and you provide your own lock. And people put all kinds of stuff in there. Yeah, you could store collectibles, you can store your garbage. Some people I know store things from loved ones who have passed on, and they just don't have the willpower to be able to throw the stuff out. But it's amazing. And think of the money that this place is making, all of these places. My in-laws have one, and they spend, I think, about almost $200 a month for this. And I think theirs is, 10 feet by maybe 7 feet deep? So for what, 70 square feet, you're going to pay close to $200 a month for nothing, for just space, because you can't get rid of all your stuff. Maybe we're buying too much stuff. We live in one of the most over-commercialized, consumer-driven economies in the world. Yeah, you have one, but you don't, that one's no good anymore. So go buy a new one and take the old one and stick it in storage and pay to keep it there. We keep buying and we keep storing and we look dopier every day. Stay with us. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Where are you likely to overspend? Name the places where you're likely to blow the budget and maybe go in debt. Here's the social science of it. First off, parents are likely to overspend on their children, especially during the holiday. The typical kid asks for 4 or 5 presents, and the typical parent gives 7 to 10. We also overspend on our pets. There are entire stores devoted to Fluffy and Fido. We're also likely to overspend when it comes to college. The difference between state and private college is astronomical. Finally, we're likely to overspend on weddings. What's the cheap psychological trick? Humans spend more when emotions are out of control. To avoid overspending, just put time between you and any purchase. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This explosive receiver was always a threat to go the distance. He initially passed up the NFL for bigger money in the CFL, but he's remembered as one of college football's most electrifying players.
He's at the 30, afterburners are on, he's gone, touchdown, Irish!
So, where is Rocket Ishmael now? Rocket made some bad investments after his playing days, but he rebounded and got behind Bite Tech, a company that produces cutting-edge mouthguards for athletes. Rocket also appeared on the reality TV competition Pros vs. Joes.
The Rocket delivers!
With the Rocket speed, deliveries are never late. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.